This is Inspired. I'm Linda Mariano. Today, we're looking back to one of the biggest Australian songs of 2017. It's a low-key earworm that gets this great groove going and then just never lets up. It's Ubu by West Australian band Methyl Ethyl, whose songwriter and frontman Jake Webb distilled an incredibly strange mix of influences to create this song. Is it about friendships? Is it about haircuts? Is it actually about experimental theatre? Is it about all three? This is Methyl Ethyl, Ubu. Jake Webb's here with me now. Jake, hello.
Hello.
Can we just start by setting the scene for writing this song? Tell me the story of what was going on in your life at the time.
Actually, so the title is like one of the things that people are the most confused about, really. So the story behind that really is that I was actually working at the State Theatre doing some live captioning for a play they had for the Perth International Arts Festival, and it just happened to be a version of this play called Ubu Roy.
Yes, most certainly I am unambitious. I'm content.
Anyway, I would be watching that play every night for at least a week, so it was sort of bouncing around in my head, and the central character of this play is this like super childish, like cowardly, like selfish, over the top anti-hero. And with my demos, I tend to, when I go to press save, I have the first thing that comes into my head, I put down, and that's something I wanted to work with. So that's initially where the title comes from. The story sort of developed a little after the song kind of came into being. It's a great play, but obviously certain things in my own life were happening at the same time, and I don't know, in a strange way, the real thing is that the perspective of the song is written kind of as if from a person kind of running away from things or avoiding things and avoiding a confrontation or big things like that.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the kind of the character comes from.
Yeah, what was going on in your personal life you just mentioned?
Naturally, as you sort of grow up and move between like friendship groups and your like relationships with people here and there tend to change and move on. And I don't know, maybe there's like feelings of guilt for perhaps not maintaining certain relationships and things. And then you sort of get yourself into a situation where you kind of avoid social situations so that there isn't any, I don't know, like awkward interaction or something. But really that's the childish approach and like the cowardly approach, when if you just kind of face up to things, it always turns out to be okay. And that's where the chorus lyric kind of comes into play. It's this sort of throwaway line that like, that's what the interaction will sort of be. It's like just a casual conversation about, hey, how's it going? Haven't seen you for 5 years. What, you know, looks like you cut your hair. You know? It's like that sort of thing. As soon as I started, when I was younger, writing from a more personal place, that's when I seemed to find that people kind of connected with my songs a little easier. So I believe in sort of earnestness and that's kind of transparent in songs as well. So
yeah, I mean, I guess that's something that you'd always want to tap into as a songwriter, because that's the songs that you would probably like the most, right?
Yeah, I just find it's a little unfair on the people who don't have a voice in the conversation, you know, when it comes to songs. So I try to, as much as possible, keep anything that perhaps is direct, skew it and leave it a little ambiguous.
Oh, I think you can do that as an artist. I think you can call people out and they can't, yeah, they can't come back unless they then write a diss track about, yeah, you, Jake.
Well, perhaps there's probably,
yeah, I'm wondering who these people are that you potentially passed Jake has cut himself, you know, you've cut yourself off from your friends. It's not just a personality thing where all these lines are coming from in your life.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I kind of figure it all out afterwards. And it's sort of like therapy or something, but I got to be careful with what I say. Now you cut yourself off from your friends. It's not just the personality thing. It's because you're still so afraid of what is on a plane. You've been dreaming about it again. You're going to have to...
It's Triple J. It's Inspired with me, Linda Mariano. And we're with Jake Webb from Methyl Ethyl talking about the making of their song, Ubu. Let's talk a bit more about this song and the lyrics in it. One thing over and over and over again, its power, I feel, comes through this repetition.
It's exactly that. It's kind of like when you say a word over and over and it begins to sort of mutate into something entirely different. And also with songs as well, you know, you're fitting lyrics into melody, so it's not entirely always just about the lyric or the melody. It's, you know, the pop music is like the blend of the two, so you latch on to one or the other. And I think the beauty as well of simple phrases and kind of everyday phrases is that it does kind of, it's applicable to everyone in their own way. And essentially that's what I want the songs to be.
You've brought in these demos that are these chunky loops of parts that kind of inspired the rest of the track. Tell me about those.
So I was listening to a lot of Talking Heads at the time, particularly Remain in Light. And at the end of the deluxe edition, there's all of these demos that I think David Byrne and Brian Eno were working on. And they are just these sort of looped sections with these rhythmic parts that come in and out. So I basically just wanted to have a go at doing something like that. So I would make a drum groove and a, you know, and just build up these loops with guitars and things and go out and listen to them in my car and see what kind of came out of that.
And then at what point was it that you were able to bring these to the amazing producer that you had on board for this song, James Ford?
4AD, my record label that I'm with at the moment, once they kind of were on board, they sort of suggested, you know, you'd like to go work with a producer to sort of get the album over the line. It's good working with somebody else, you know.
It's Ubu, Methyl Ethyl. I'm Linda. And you know what? There's a load of other Inspired episodes if you want to check them out. There's an episode where I spoke to Franz Ferdinand about their monster hit, Take Me Out. And they divulged what was going on in their very close-knit world at the time of writing this.
It was Nick and I first, like, in the flat and with a couple of acoustic guitars. And because it was just the two of us in the flat, we were using the accompaniment on the keyboard to keep time. And we were using the bluegrass setting. So we're playing along with that.
That's it for now. I'm Linda. This is Inspired. And I hope to catch you next time.